Colombia agradece el informe.
Colombia welcomes the report by the Office of the High Commissioner, and this report agrees with the group of experts that the human rights situation in Nicaragua continues to deteriorate and that its cooperation with the office and the group of experts and the system in general is non-existent. This was also made clear during the last session of the Universal Periodic Review, where there was a clear lack of cooperation and constructive spirit from Nicaragua. The reports presented to this council over the last year reflect persecution of people who are opposed to the government or perceived as being opponents, as well as arbitrary detentions, stripping of citizenship, the closing down of thousands of organizations and restrictions on academic freedom, as well as on freedom of expression and assembly, persecution against members of churches, amongst other things. The most recent constitutional amendment furthermore establishes the possibility for the president to almost unlimitedly suspend fundamental rights, and in practice it marks the end of the separation of powers, and we are particularly concerned by the elimination of the prohibition of torture. Deputy High Commissioner, what tools could the Human Rights Council use, or could the countries of the region use, to try and promote respect and guarantee the human rights of all the Nicaraguan people? Thank you, Vice President.